Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're most welcome back to the programme. Bobby here with you all the way till 1 o'clock. Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Derry Crowley. He's the CEO of Zenodyn. Derry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby, and thanks for having me this morning.
Now, before we get into the nuts and bolts of you as a man and indeed your career, tell us about Zenodyn, just, and we'll get back to it in a minute, but just maybe explain for our listeners who Zenodyn actually are.
Zenodyn is an accountancy practice based in Ireland and the UK. We have about 135 locations between Ireland and the UK, approximately 30 in Ireland, focused really on providing business advisory and accountancy services, in particular to the SME industry.
Yeah, and we're going to come back to it in a minute, but you know, you've got about 80,000 SME customers, which makes you a serious player in terms of, you know, providing critical advice to a much-needed sector.
Absolutely, and part of Zenodyn is a platform, of a central platform that actually researches particular IT and marketing material, people material, to actually provide the best advice possible to our clients. That's actually is why Zenodyn exists.
We'll come back to that in a minute, because I want to bring you back to the family farm, the grocery shop in your native Clonakilty. Tell us a little bit about you and your early background. You're one of nine, as I understand it.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of nine, Bobby. So started very early in business. Was inside the shop counter probably when I was 7 or 8. No calculators or anything during that period of time. So had to tot up all the bills and so on, but really enjoyed it. And we also had a family farm, and I helped out in that as well.
So you always knew you wanted to be an accountant. You basically served your time, I think, in O'Donovan, Cuddy, McCarthy. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So I didn't actually go to third level education because I always wanted to be an accountant. So I went straight into what's called commencement course and joined O'Donovan, Cuddy, McCarthy back along. Got great training there and spent 5 years qualifying as a chartered accountant.
Yeah.
And after that, I moved, I think in the early 90s, I moved to KPMG for a couple of years. Absolutely enjoyed that. Loved the discipline of the place, the buzz of the place. But I probably got slagged a lot because I went back to Cork most weekends.
So it was KPMG here in Dublin, was it?
KPMG in Dublin, yeah. As I say, I got a great experience in that place as well. Great discipline, standard of work there. But actually, I wanted to set up a business on my own together with my business partner of over 30 years, really, Donal McCarthy, who's the other part of the Crowley McCarthy, who joined Zenodyn back in 2019.
So it's an interesting, I suppose, transition for you personally, because, you know, you were a partner in your own business. You were acquired, as I understand it, by Zenodyn, and you now then are the Zenodyn man in Ireland, so to speak.
Yeah, Bobby, I actually be pinching myself sometimes because I've moved from kind of being, you know, a partner in a, you know, a large practice in Cork, but now I'm, you know, in charge of a business which has over 2,000 people and I'm in charge of, you know, developing a new business, which is Zenodyn, which in particular wants to focus on business advisory and a particular niche in the market for SMEs. It's very, very exciting, Bobby. Very, very exciting.
But, you know, you're also strike me as somebody, you know, it's always easier to sell something if you've worn the T-shirt.
Oh,
in terms of running your own practice. You know what the issues are, the HR issues, whatever they are. That gives you a kind of a really, really cool qualification to do what you do today.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really exciting. I think the culture that I want to lead in Zeniden is very much entrepreneurial, which is actually where I came from, setting up my own business and my own practice. It's what I've advised people around over the years. And actually, it's the culture that I now want to create in Zeniden. So our people need to be entrepreneurial. They need to provide just more than accountancy advice. I want them to lead and provide business advice to the SME world, which in my opinion, you know, they could well do with in what are reasonably difficult times at the moment.
Yeah, let's have a look at the SME world, as you call it, because it is the backbone of the Irish economy. I know that you had a survey recently around the Zeniden client base. Maybe it was even wider than that. But, you know, a third of SMEs considering closing is a figure that jumps off the page at me as a quite a horrific one.
Yes. We like to stay close to our SME world. So we actually do quarterly surveys. This is one that we did. And it was very striking that, you know, over nearly 70% of people increased revenue in the last 12 months. But actually, there was significant issues around cost control. In particular, VAT was mentioned in the hospitality sector, obviously. And also minimum wage was mentioned as well. So the costs are going up all of the time. And you're right. I mean, one third of people were actually thinking they might either have to move their business or close their business because their profits were going down. And obviously that sits very well into the need for an accountant and the need for professional business.
But we also need SMEs to be profitable.
Oh, we absolutely need SMEs to be profitable, yes. And actually even more frighteningly, you know, 60% of people that we surveyed felt that actually they weren't achieving their business goals. They weren't achieving, they didn't think they could retire when they wanted to retire. And actually, that's what we're all work for, to actually be able to enjoy the fruits of it at retirement. So there's a significant challenge there that we in Zeniden recognise. And we want to be able to fit into that advice and to be able to provide advice to people who, you know, who are struggling. But, you know, I think there are solutions to that, Bobby. I mean, I think there is discipline, there is some cost cutting, there's a different way of providing a service using IT, some of the very same things that we actually are doing ourselves right now in terms of using the modern infrastructure. If I look at Crowley McCarthy and I go back and look at them, I mean, why did we move to Zeniden? We moved essentially to provide a better service to our clients, have a better business. It became, the business grew and it became, you know, we probably spent more time actually managing the business than we did managing our clients at one stage.
Yeah.
So then really, you know, to be able to get a group to come in and help us with IT and help us with people and so on was very important.
There's another issue there on a positive note, Derry, that, you know, it also probably gives you an out in terms of there has been a recent influx of money, of capital into insurance companies, into vets, doctors, dentists, small practices, you know, and where they are acquired, it ultimately maybe can give you a road to retirement that maybe mightn't have been there otherwise.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, I was in my early 50s and, well, I had no intention of retiring. You need to plan for this over a significant period of time. So, you know, I mean, 2 years ago, Exponent came in and invested in our business here in Ireland and the UK, and they've allowed us to expand the business, and we're hoping to expand further over the next 18 months, Bobby. We're hoping to spend probably maybe 30, 40 million in bringing more businesses into the Zeniden Group over the next 12 to 18 months in Ireland alone. And actually, that's the way the industry is going, Bobby, because accountants need the centre to provide that type of IT and expert advice.
The old world of the, you know, the local accountant in a town like Clonakilty, looking after the local businesses as you did yourself, I'm sure, is that, that's changing, is it?
It's not. Actually, that's the unique thing about Zeniden. Zeniden wants to be local.
Yeah.
We will continue to be local. We will continue to be in the towns of Clonakilty and so on. But actually, We will provide a wider range of services. So, for instance, we might have a VAT expert in Dublin who can actually nowadays, because of technology, sit on a Teams call to somebody who wants VAT advice in Clonakilty.
Yeah.
And it's that collaboration between the different offices and the different sectors and the different specialisms that actually matter.
Two more things I want to ask you, Derry. I mentioned you were one of nine, but I didn't realise that five of the nine are accountants. How did that come about?
They probably all followed me, Bobby, did they? One of them, actually, Norma, works in the business. She's a partner in the business.
Right, yeah. Five accountants in one family, that's amazing.
It's a lot, yeah.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you, you're a Garth Brooks fan, is that right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. How many times did you go to Croke Park?
I went to Croke Park twice and I had a great time, both times.
Yeah, good man. Well, look, great to meet you. Derry Crowley, he's the CEO of Zenodyn, and they really are a business going somewhere. So thanks for joining us, Derry.
Thank you, Bobby.
And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.